Let's go.
Broadcasting live from Virgin Radio HQ,
Dubai Media City,
to the UAE. Chris Fade, and this is how it goes. Come on, Pretty Malik.
Say it, Rossi. Say it.
And Big Rossi.
Chris Fade is my everything.
Oh.
With the biggest stars.
Hi.
Hey, yo, what's poppin'?
The Chris Fade Show.
The biggest prizes.
50,000 dirhams cash on that pop quiz.
You're kidding.
And the biggest hits. This is
the Chris Fade Show, live on Virgin Radio 104.4.
In 3, 2, 1, go.
Oh, hello, Mum. Hello, Dad. We are live. Good morning at 7:01 across the country, Wednesday, March 27th. Good morning, Pretty Malik.
Good morning.
Good morning, Big Rossi.
Hello there.
Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
Nice to hear everyone live. Kicking well.
Alive and kicking.
Alive and kicking.
Alive and kicking.
Such a good little saying. Like, you know, I think that why they say it is because little babies kick. You seen, you know, little babies, they just kick their legs around. That's they're alive and they're well and they're
I
kicking.
It's true.
Another beautiful day weather-wise. It was a little cooler this morning when I woke up.
And it will be cooler throughout the day. It's going to be very windy again, up to 30 kilometers per hour. But we're looking at highs of about 25, 26.
Looks
so
like,
not too bad.
Looks like we have some sun possibly as well. The clouds are sort of like slowly going.
Mm.
Man, it's been an overall weird night for me. I fell asleep last night at 6 o'clock in the evening.
What time did you wake up?
Well, I woke up at 10:40, but I forced myself to go back to bed.
Yeah.
I woke up at like 4 o'clock this morning. I was like,
that's nice.
That was the longest sleep I've had. Jet lag, I've killed you. Jet lag, I've kicked you to the curb. I'm alive and kicking.
Yay, it's gone.
You thought the what happened to you?
I've been up since 2:30.
That's fantastic.
Isn't it great? Couldn't sleep. A bit of insomnia. Fun time. So I woke up and I was like, you know what? I'm just going to shower, get ready, do my work at home. Get everything ready.
Sure.
I did it
all. Well, you are traveling soon as well. So you could have packed.
I could have. But I was like, no, let me get ready for the show. There's so much happening with Diddy and Drake and Rebel Wilson. I was like, let me get all my research done before the show. I did it all. I did a load of laundry, planned everything.
So much.
Mm.
Got out the door, driving to work, 4:59. I'm like, Breathy, the show starts at 7.
Yeah, Ramadan hours. We're starting at 7, not 6. So Nala's doing that 6 to 7 slot. So what did you go back home?
So then I went back home and I'm like, Breathy, this is a great idea. Go charge your car in the mall.
Oh, because you've got one of those electric cars.
Yes.
Yeah.
Mall doesn't open till 6.
Yeah, so, well,
I can't get no sleep.
I just can't get any sleep, guys.
Get your hands up in the air.
Everyone throw your hands in the air right now, because Pretty Malik can't sleep, you see.
What?
This is Faithless Insomnia.
My song today.
It means she can't sleep. Everybody, here we go. Nala and Basma, who are fasting right now, is it harder to sleep throughout Ramadan, or do you find that you sleep more when you're fasting?
I find it very hard, and I was just telling Basma that for the past 2 days, I wake up every 2 hours.
Do you? Because you're hungry?
No, I just randomly wake up.
Mm.
Yeah.
Basma, how about you?
Yeah, I woke up today at 12:30 a.m., and then at 2 a.m., and then at 4 a.m.
Oh, man. And you guys are all functioning here.
Yeah. Well, I feel like functioning is a very loose term on the show.
You
Am I right, ladies?
You say they're not functioning. She just said they're not functioning.
Excuse me, I'm in the same group as them today.
Are you fasting?
No, I'm talking about the sleep.
I thought it was maybe one of your special days, because
no,
I know that you fast through sometimes. Rossi, let's talk to Ross.
How's he functioning?
How are you functioning, Rossi?
Very good, thank you.
He always does. He never drops a beat. That's why he's Consistent Ross. That's why we call him Consistent Rossi.
Yes.
Always here every
Just
day.
Just like Consistent Chris.
We're ready to go, guys. We've got a big show upon us. You know the horse racing that happens at Maidan?
Yes.
We've got the guy that commentates the horses. You know the guy who's, I've always wanted to do this
I
job.
I was just going
to
say, this is Chris's way of learning how to do this one day.
Because Pat contacted me and said, hey, can I come on the show? And then I was like, yeah. And they're often racing half a leg. I think I've got it in me.
We'll do the audition. We'll prepare something for Pat to hear later on.
Okay.
And then he can judge you on how you do.
All right. So Pat's going to come in. We've got this big Drake drama. The Diddy drama continues as well. It is all happening right now. Okay. So let's kick off the show. Sarah's already got us on this morning, and I absolutely love it, Sarah. You've got some advice for Pretty Malik. Is that right?
Yeah, hi, good morning.
Good morning. So, well, Pretty woke up sort of a little bit early today. She wanted to go charge her vehicle. You went to go charge it, but they were closed, you were saying. Sarah's got an alternative.
Which is?
Yeah, sure. You should have gone to D3. I think there's a lot of charging station there.
D3 would be open, but it's
too far.
Too far for you, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it's open.
Do you work at D3 or you got an electric car?
I'm working in D3.
You always see people just in their cars charging it, thinking, guys, these guys are weird.
Yeah.
Ooh, sitting in their car.
I mean, can I ask a question, Pretty? Is it a hindrance? Is it a hindrance, like charging up your car?
No, I just had an extra 2 hours on hand, so I thought I'd spend my time doing that.
Do you have one of your chargers at home?
Not the fast ones, just the regular one. But I was just literally just spending
time.
I was just killing time.
Sarah, what do you do at D3?
Yeah, I was working in a design company.
Okay, cool. I work at D4.
One better.
Yeah, just next door. I wonder if they'll ever do that. No. No, they won't. D4, no, D5, D6.
No, because it's Dubai Design District.
It stands for D3. The three Ds.
Oh, so then you have to add another D.
Dude, Dubai Design District. So it's D4. Where do you work at? Dude, Dubai Design
now
District.
Now do five.
Damn, dude, Dubai Design District.
Dear me.
It's a great show, I promise. Bye, Sarah. This is Virgin Radio 104.4. Oh, thank you. That is Jason Derulo, Talk Dirty. You know, one thing about Jason Derulo, he can really sing, this guy.
Yeah.
Like, he can really sing. Yeah. I follow him on social media, and he posted, have a listen, this is him at the at a concert the other day. It's pretty amazing. This is not going to work.
No, you have to. I know how to do it.
I had it all signed in, ready to go, but our password for our Virgin Radio Instagram account is not working.
Oh.
So it won't log me in.
Is it this one?
Yeah, it's that one right there. I just want you to press play on this, because he posted this up, and Jason Derulo, very talented and a good guy, by the way. But have a listen to this. You're so much love. Like, live in concert, just him and the microphone. It's got about 30,000 people there. Oh, you could use me, baby. Oh, you can lie to me, baby. How good's that?
Yeah, you know he's an opera singer as well. You really?
And he's like cut and built. He's got muscles and stuff. Like, it's not fair. It's not fair. Well done, Jason Derulo. Good guy as well. Good guy. He's come to the studio a few times.
Don't you talk with him on WhatsApp?
Occasionally, sometimes on WhatsApp. Yeah, he's a lovely guy. Really, just genuinely.
Can I have his number?
Good. Nope. No chance. Okay. We know what happened last time we gave you a celebrity's number.
Yeah, I know, but there's still a...
He's never coming on the show again, he said.
There's still a case.
Yeah, which one is this one?
Let's not go into it. 7:15, gossip up next.
I have some breaking Taylor Swift news.
Oh, what? Wait.
Breaking Taylor Swift news. Is she coming to this region?
All right, we'll find out next. Good morning.
Virgin Radio. 104.4. Pretty Malik's Gossip. With Disney Plus. Don't miss the latest obsessions on Disney Plus. Watch Poor Things, Taylor Swift, The Eras Tour, Taylor's Version, and so much more. Download the app and subscribe now.
All right, all the goss. So what do we got, Pretty Malik?
Well, talking about Taylor Swift, rumor has it Taylor Swift is coming to Turkey.
What?
February 2025.
Turkey
in 2025. So there's this article that has quoted a festival organizer by the name of Uzgan Ertaş in Istanbul. And this man says that they're getting concerts like Taylor Swift and Jay-Z in the month of February in 2025. Ooh. And that tickets will go on sale on November 20th. I do not know. I'm saying this very explicitly. I do not know if this is 100% confirmed. I'm just telling you what I saw in an article. So, Nala, get ready.
I will get the answer for you. Don't worry. I've already DM'd the writer of this article.
All right. Good luck. Hopefully she's out here. What else you got for us?
So Lil Wayne surprised Drake and the audience at a concert for Drake, right? And they're on stage and all the fans are taking videos of them on stage. And then all of a sudden they're like, wait, are there teleprompters? Do they not know their own lyrics?
Oh.
So just for that song that Drake and Lil Wayne did, they had teleprompters everywhere.
I think that'd be for, I feel like it'd be for Lil Wayne.
For Lil Wayne. Yeah. Yeah, that's what I think
He's
too.
He's probably just like, I haven't performed this in years.
Everyone's like, why are there anyway, so they need teleprompters.
But I've always thought that as well. Like, these rap artists have like 50, 60, 70 songs.
Yeah.
Each song contains hundreds of words.
How do they remember?
How do you remember every? I know it's your work, but it's.
You know, a lot of singers have teleprompters. A lot of singers have teleprompters for their songs.
I do think that. Like, I always think they just know every single word. It's pretty unreal.
Rebel Wilson, Sacha Baron Cohen, have you guys seen what's going on between them right now?
Now, I have, and I like them both.
Individually.
Now, there is beef between Rebel Wilson and Sacha, which is Borat, aka Borat.
Yes, exactly.
So what's happened here?
So Rebel Wilson announced last year that she's releasing a memoir, and she said a few months ago that she's dedicating a chapter to a certain individual who was horrible to her on the set of a movie. At that time, she didn't say who it was. This week, she named names and said it was Sacha Baron Cohen, and it was during the time that they worked on the Brothers Grimsby together. And she made really terrible allegations about Sacha and how he pushes, you know, his co-workers to the edge of comedy, in the name of comedy, etc. Now Sasha's spokesperson has come out to say that, you know, the importance of speaking out is there, but these claims are absolutely false. But Rebel says she's going ahead with this book. Apparently, she said Sasha's lawyers tried to stop it, this chapter, from going ahead.
I saw something on her Instagram this morning. I thought she was saying that it wasn't Sasha.
No, she said it was Sasha.
Let me just have a look.
No, she said that the whole book won't be about Sasha.
Oh, okay.
She's saying it's a memoir.
Thanks so much for everyone who has sent me gorgeous messages of support in the last days, and to those who shared with me their stories of this beep hole.
Yeah.
Don't worry, I won't be bullied or threatened by this guy, and I'm working hard behind the scenes to make sure my book comes out. P.S. My book is not about this guy. It's only one chapter.
Yeah.
Oh, so it is him.
Yeah, wow. It's him.
You know what's interesting? There's Rebel Wilson is Australian. Sasha is married to a famous Australian, Isla Fisher.
Right.
So these two now have got their own beef, I'm sure, Rebel and Isla. And I'm sure they would have been friends back in the day. They grew up doing the same sort of TV shows in Australia.
Exactly.
I mean, like, is she doing it just to sell the book? I don't know.
I don't know. Yeah, let's see.
I don't know
let's
about that.
Let's see.
Okay, and finally, the Diddy aftermath. So yesterday, Homeland Security basically raided his homes in LA and Miami.
Crazy.
And they say this is on the heels of all these lawsuits that have been going against Diddy when it comes to assault and trafficking and illicit things.
There's
all
a lot.
These things.
There's
so
a list
much.
Of like 10 things that they're going at the Diddy and his family for.
So this is the update in the last 24 hours. Okay, guys, all electronics from Diddy's homes have been seized. The feds have it.
Mm-hmm.
His sons were taken out of his LA home. They were taken away for a few hours. They were let back late last night. They got their things taken out again.
Gosh.
Diddy has already sold all of his shares in Revolt TV.
Oh,
he did this a few days ago, so a lot of people are wondering, was he tipped off about the feds coming?
What about Ciroc? He's got a drink and alcohol brand as well.
So I'm sure that's going to go. And finally, a man accused of being Diddy's mule has been arrested at Miami Airport.
What?
Now, Diddy's rep has issued a statement saying that we're going to fight these claims. This is not true. Diddy is not under arrest, and no one of his family is under arrest at this moment.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Well, I guess time will tell.
Yeah,
time will
scary.
Tell. Yeah, you gotta go. Oh, man, it's weird. It's unfortunate that the guy's legendary when it comes to music and what he's created over the last 30 years of music, right? So we'll see what happens with him, and we'll keep a track of it here on Virgin, the Chris Fade Show.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Pretty. Hit us with your tag.
Peace out, home fry.
So there is huge beef, huge arguments happening in Drake's world.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of rappers that are now going at Drake. They're dissing him on songs. I've been seeing this a little bit on social media. And, and Pretty, I ask you, can you get to the bottom of it? Because Drake is like, he's renowned for being loved and not having that type of drama in his life, right?
Yeah, mostly. And I think this time even people within the circle are a bit confused. So let me break it down. It's Drake and Future. These are the two people who are feuding specifically. Then you've got people in each of their corners, like Kendrick Lamar is backing Future.
I know. Kendrick Lamar is like, he's like one of the goats.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, exactly. You know, and like, then Metro Boomin is on Future side. Then on Drake, you've got like J. Cole, Lil Wayne all supporting him. So you've got these different camps going on, but what's going on? So Drake and Future were friends. They dropped a mixtape together in 2015, right? What a time to be alive. In 2022, they won a Grammy for a collaboration that they did called Wait For You with Tems.
That was a huge... Love this song.
This is a Grammy award-winning song.
But the, like, Future and Drake had this. This is
working on
this is Future and Drake.
Usual.
You know this.
Way off in the deep end, like usual.
Life is good. The song is called Life is Good. So they've done music together, Drake and Future, right?
Very recently, right? 2022, we're talking about. And then things went sour, and we're not quite sure why. So what we've done is we've kind of looked at some lyrics that seem to be a little bit of a subliminal diss at each other to try to piece the puzzle together. Now, all things point to the fact that a woman was the thing that got in between them. But
that frustrates me, though.
Let me get through all of this. So first off, it was Drake who did something first, as in lyrics-wise. He put some subliminal lyrics into a song called More M's. Now, you can have a listen to it. It's a little bit hard to understand, and I'll break it down.
We're about to censor a lot of it as well, but
yeah,
here
yeah,
we go.
Yeah. What happened to that claiming OVO? We traded him. Shoot a video. Arm around me like we aces. A pop out of my shows. Jump around with me on stages. Probably why these hoes love to shower me with praises. Might a rapper girl, but she Drake yet. So he says, what happened to that guy who was claiming OVO, which is Drake, right?
Yeah.
Like, that's his thing. We traded him, as in we got rid of him. And then he goes on to talk about women who have decided to go with Future instead of him, right? Okay. So that's diss number one. Very subtle, not really saying anything. Then he dropped, Drake dropped For All the Dogs Scary Hours Edition. Remember, he dropped that album? So in there, there's a song called What Would Pluto Do, which is a reference to Future.
Pluto from like...
like Pluto, like the planet Pluto.
Oh, I thought like Pluto, like the Mickey Mouse and Pluto.
No.
Why is he calling
so
the Pluto?
So
is
everyone,
it because he's small? Pluto is a dwarf planet. I don't know.
What?
I don't know.
Let's not start that allegation. But apparently fans know that that's like another nickname for Future.
I don't think you say dwarf planet. You have to say little planet.
No, I think in terms of astronomy, I think it's called a dwarf planet.
Okay,
anyway, so
I don't know.
Have a listen to this song. I've been out of way in the cut. It's been a minute. Working on her, I'm not finished. Last time I saw her, she was with my. So the question is, what would Pluto do? So I did it. So he says, last time I saw her, she was with my friend. So you see what I mean? So everyone's like, oh, so we're talking about a girl. Then I find out that somehow some internet spy goes, it's a girl named Diana. So now we're talking about a girl named Diana. So now Future finally goes, well, I got to say something back. Okay. This is what happens in the rap world. Future and Metro Boomin.
Like Tupac and Biggie all over again.
So Future and Metro Boomin. Now, this is why Metro Boomin is involved in this. Remember you were saying yesterday
he's
Metro
He's very loud when he comes into a room.
He's booming.
Yeah.
So literally 5 days ago, Chris, they dropped an album together.
Okay.
Future and Metro Boomin. And they put this song out called We Don't Trust You.
Oh, wow.
And it's all aimed at Drake.
Here we go.
Number one fan, dog. Sneak dissing, I don't understand, dog. Pillow talking, acting like a fed, dog. I don't need another fake friend, dog. Can't be about because I'm sharing, dog. And you're feeling why you're paying, dog.
I don't need, at least they're doing it more like they do it nicer, like back in the day.
Yeah.
I don't know if you heard that hit 'em up song. Yeah. Like at least
that
now they're like,
bad.
Yeah, like they're like, you're a fake friend. I don't like you.
Yeah.
Like it's cute. You know, all right, that's your beef. I'll take it.
Yeah, so they keep saying it's a woman, but Metro Boomin literally yesterday came out and said, guys, it's not about a woman. What you think it's about, it's not. Just enjoy the music, and that's that. So I think we're just all as confused. I think Drake is really upset by that song specifically because he was in Florida last night.
Yeah.
And he was like, don't, you know, I've got my head up high. I've got my back straight. No one could ever mess with me. Look at where I am right now. So something is going on.
Both are, I mean, they're all amazing. Drake, Future, Kendrick Lamar, J. Cole, Lil Wayne. These guys are icons in what they do. So it's unfortunate to see it. It could be selling more records. Maybe it's good for the industry to have a little bit of this going on, but hopefully they can set it out. Only the future will tell. Good morning. That's Jay Sean. It's his birthday yesterday, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Sure, I'll give him a call.
I feel like it's maybe a bad idea.
Why? What's the time now? He's in New York City, right?
I think he's on the East Coast, so that means it's 12:19 a.m.
I'm just going to call him. I'll call him from my phone because he won't answer if it's like a random number. Right?
Oh, no. Yeah.
I'll have to charge this call back to Virgin Radio because it's international minutes.
Don't you have the minutes?
Virgin Mobile.
Oh, that sounds like he's not in the East Coast.
Why?
Oh, okay. Now it's fine. Now it's fine.
He's not going to answer. This is Jay Sean celebrating his birthday. He's a music producer. He should be in the producer, like in the studio. Oh, yeah. Hi. Hello? Are you sleeping? Jay?
Your call has been forwarded. The person you're trying to reach is not available. At the tone, please record your message. When you have finished recording, you may hang up. Okay.
Jay, I know it's late, but we just played your song "Ride It," and we wanted to wish happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Jay!
That's not even him.
Happy birthday, Jay. We love you, and I'm sorry if this woke you up. I feel like he might have hung up on us. Maybe that's why I went to answering machine.
Probably woke him up.
Oh my gosh!
Bye, Jay. See you, Jay. Say bye, everyone. Bye, Jay.
Bye, Jay.
Bye. Happy birthday.
All right. Do people listen to voicemails, voice messages still?
I think so. I think in the States it's still a thing.
Really?
I think so.
I'm going to go. Oh, yeah. Okay. Well, there we go. Happy birthday, Jay Sean. Hey, Pat's going to join us in the studio next. Who's Pat? He's the official
race caller.
Race caller, yeah, at the Maidan race course. You know, the guy that goes, and they're often racing and da da da. Like, he's going to join us in. Yeah. We've got a bit of a challenge for him next, all right? So he's joining us. Oh, and tomorrow on the show, well, take a listen. He's going to be calling the Dubai World Cup. He's one of the best race callers in the world. It's the one, the only, Pat Comerford.
Thank you very much, Chris. Very flattering introduction. I wouldn't say one of the best in the world, but look, that's the ambition and the hope to be one of them.
You
one
roll
day.
With that. You just you roll with it. He's the top five race callers in the world, Pat. All right, that's it. It's out there. That's what it is.
Very flattering.
Pat, how did you get your job? How do you become a race caller?
It's an interesting job to get into because you look at it in the broad scheme of things, there's not many of us in the world. You know, there'd only be... You'd say less than 100, to be perfectly honest.
And you're in the top five, which is brilliant.
Top three, I heard, Chris.
We're starting off well, okay. But look, it's a very unique profession, and the hardest part about it is that not a lot of jobs open up because everyone comes to racetracks and they're probably there for a longer period of time. But it's, my entry into it's a little bit different to everyone else. I think a lot of people who do race calling know they want to do that at a very young age. Like at 10, 11, 12 years old, you're sitting there going, that's what I want to do. Now, I loved broadcasting. I loved radio. I loved television. But look, racing probably not coming from that background. It wasn't really on the radar. And I started doing this. I did a journalism degree. I moved to Central Australia to a remote town called Alice Springs. Chris will know this town very well.
Alice Springs.
Very similar conditions to Dubai. It's very, you know, hot during the summer and sort of desert conditions. Mm-hmm. And we basically picked up the job as the race caller there. The commentator just said, I'm going. And it's a very remote place. There's not a commentator living down the road who's able to just replace. So I was doing the breakfast radio show, music station.
That's cool.
And ended up getting the job as the race caller. It was completely out of the blue. No practice, no...
You just...
They just said, do you want to give it a go?
And so I went, basically, okay. Anyone can do it.
You're exactly right. if you try hard enough, and 6 years later, we're here. It's unbelievable, yeah.
That's so cool.
And how is it calling, obviously, here in the UAE? This is pretty cool. Obviously, originally from Australia, but how is it now? How many races would you call in a season here?
So we have a season of around sort of I'd say 65, 66 meetings. That's approximate, but a year in a 5.5 month span. So on average, we're racing three times a week, I'd say. Mm-hmm. Maidan's only one of the five tracks here in the UAE. Sharjah mm-hmm. races. Abu Dhabi have their own track. Alain has a track as well. Mm-hmm. And also Jebel Ali down the road here as well. So Dubai has two surfaces that race on a regular basis. And, yeah, it keeps us very, very busy through the wintertime.
Is there beef between the race callers? Like, have you got, like, turf pool? Like, this is my territory. You stay away, mate.
Yeah, well, it's one of those things. It's a very cutthroat industry.
It is.
And, you know, and as a seasonal role, the aim is that, you know, you're hopefully doing well enough to be getting that job the next season. And I'm sure that, you know, if the job appeared, there's going to be plenty of people jumping for it. It's a very good, and I'm very lucky to be in this position.
And well done.
You mentioned it was seasonal. Is there, you know, could you maybe branch out in the summertime to the camel racing, perhaps?
Well, we'll see. That's the thing with racing here in the UAE is that because it's so hot, everything basically goes to a standstill.
Over the next few months.
Yeah, so I'm sure the camel racing would be very similar in the fact that, you know, it's just unfortunately too hot to race. And, you know, the animal welfare is paramount, so we've got to make sure that, you know, we're racing at an optimal time of the year where they can obviously do their best as well and not going to be too strained in doing so. So, you know, it's been very well thought out. The season is very jam-packed, but we do get, you know, 5.5 months allows us to not be, you know, going overboard for both participants and also the horses themselves.
So I'm just hearing, I don't think this is...
The fence here.
Is that, that's not
coming
you, is
up
it?
On
that's
the
me.
Outside, big team.
Oh, wow.
He's going to press the issue and keep the pace genuine as they work off onto the back section. Carfu was next. Mr. Raj fit.
Carfu.
And on the inside, Sim Jangui Gadong. Now, Kaburkin was just checked for a run there as roll through the head
it's
up.
It's so good. All right, so what Pat's going to do right now, he's about to call the horse race for Virgin Radio.
Oh, are we the horses?
Are you ready?
Okay. All right.
Now, this is all ready to go. We've been chatting, Pat and I, and we're set to
before
go.
Before we do it, now you need to know this.
Okay.
It's been scientifically proven.
Yeah.
There isn't a 17% chance of the horse you're supporting to go better if you get up and go, come on, boy.
I'm ready. Come on, I'm ready to do it.
I want to see Rossi do that.
I'm going to act it out.
I need a bit of excitement here.
I'm ready to go. All right. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we're about to set this up. It's a huge crowd.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. It's the time you've all been waiting for. This morning's feature event, the Chris Fade Show Sprint. A dash for the cash with quality from top to bottom. Four-time winner of the race and namesake Chris Fade once again returns to defend his title.
Boo.
Hot off a freshen up in the United States, he's ready to rumble here.
Yes, that's right. I'm ready to go.
They're loading away. The Greys, Big Rossi, DJ Dean Curtis come up. Bossman James, Brett Black, Eddie brought forward also.
Yeah.
They're filling the stalls and the excitement is starting to build. Here's Pretty Malik, Adam Adine coming up along with the laughing unicorn Nala, who's been given special exemption to run with the thoroughbreds this morning. And the runners wait for Maz Hakim. One more duck face selfie with the barrier attendants behind the start before she's locked away.
Always waiting for Maz.
Yeah.
They complete the field, red lights on, starter hits the lever, they're underway, and oh, there's a blunder at the gate. Big Rossi got halfway through a dad joke and he's missed the start. Brett Flack is a little slow. DJ Dean Curtis walked out also. Maz Hakim was last in, first out, flies to the lead, tracked by Eddie, who's keen to get in the first couple. Then came Bossman James. Chris Fade, the market favourite, lands in fourth, stalking the leading division. Next was Pretty Malik, followed by Nala, who settles midfield with Adam Adine in the rear division. Big Rossi, Brett Black, and DJ Dean Curtis eventually tack on. They race as one. Inside the 400 they go, and the Chris Fade sprint, and the race starts to hot up. Maz Hakim starts to be pressured. Eddie up there chatting his ear off. Chris Fade breathing down his neck. They're all that bling might be weighing him down here in the late stages. Bossman James throws up the white flag. Pretty Malik hits the late charge. Nala of the Unicorn starts to weave some magic here at the 200. Here comes the line. Pretty Magic hitting the line stride for stride with Nala, Adam Adine, but Big Rossi right over the top. Last to first.
Yes.
Big Rossi, what a win.
Yes.
Big Rossi takes the Chris Fade sprint. Goes on the win there from Pretty Malik, Eddie Adine. They rolling up there in the late stages. Brett Black, Maz Hakim hit the wall. Bossman James, DJ Dean Curtis, the last one in.
Oh, Dean.
Yes. In your face, Dean.
Oh, Rossi, how did Rossi win it?
Oh, came from behind.
Yes, usual.
That was the the best thing ever.
That was good. I liked it. I saw you getting excited too.
I did.
Oh, I was in on that. I'm still going.
Close. But that's horse racing.
We can see you're why you're the best in the world.
There he is. He's going to be calling the Dubai World Cup. He's number three in the world. Yep. Top three race caller.
Thank you, guys.
Pat Comerford.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Well done. Virgin update. Oh, I'm tired from all that. I'm tired. And they're off and racing right here at the. See, I want to be able to.
Can
get
you
to
do it?
That.
I want you to do it next. Why not? For Pat. Come on.
I don't want to be. I don't want to take his job.
Just come on, please. Please. It's your dream come true. No.
Great show this morning, if I say so myself.
What's the rating you give it so far?
9 out of 10.
But we still have another hour to go, so it may all go downhill.
It may, or it may not. It may only get better from here. And the reason why I say that, Rossi has looked after the next segment, ladies and gentlemen. Yep.
Moving on to a 10, baby.
Going to play you something that's going to get stuck in your head forever.
Now?
Nah.
Yeah, let's do it.
No.
I'm doing it.
No, I'm just...
Pinky, pinky, funky. Daddy bought the donkey. Donkey dies. Daddy cries. Pinky, pinky, funky.
What is this?
It's a parody of a Hindi song.
I love it. I can't get it out of my head. I saw it on Instagram yesterday. It's been in my head for the whole day.
What, I don't understand what the...
Pinky, pinky, funky, daddy bought the donkey, donkey dies, daddy cries, pinky, pinky, funky.
What is it, Pretty? Explain it to me. I just
it
saw
catchy.
The clip.
Yeah.
It's in, the original song is Kuch Kuch Hota Hai, Shah Rukh Khan movie, the title track of that movie.
Right,
the original of this song.
Okay.
And I actually don't remember why this man was singing Inky Pinky Punky instead of the lyrics of the actual song, but he did. And
Inky
now,
Pinky Punky. I already know the song. I've heard
so
it twice.
It's Inky Pinky Punky. Daddy bought a donkey. Donkey died. Daddy cried. Inky Pinky Punky.
I love it.
Inky Pinky Punky. Daddy bought a donkey. Donkey dies. Daddy cries. Inky Pinky Punky.
It's a sad story.
It's a very sad story.
Simon says a bit late to the Inky Pinky Punky party.
Very late.
Pretty, you said the same thing.
Yeah.
I've never heard of this song.
This song went viral like a few months ago, actually, and everyone was singing it.
Maybe why has it only just come up on my algorithm?
I don't know.
You know, talking about songs that we haven't heard, when I was in the States, I was driving down the road. For some reason, I started singing a song. I didn't even know why I sung it. Brianna turned to me and said, "Are you okay?"
Why? What song was it?
And then I said, "You don't know this song?" And she's like, "Never heard of it." So I played it. I got onto YouTube, put it through the car, and I played it to her, and she just went, "Never heard of it."
What song?
I want to know if anyone has ever. I want to know if anyone's heard this song. Ready?
Ready.
Of course.
You know it?
Black Lace.
Yeah!
I can do it. They're amazing.
Do, 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 push by knock, bull, shake a tree. I got do, 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 push by knock, bull, grind coffee. To the left, to the right, jump up and down and hide your knees.
What
and
is that, guys?
Every night, sing the hula melody.
Come on, yeah, baby.
What is this song?
This is like kids' disco when me and Chris were like five.
Hula, Mr. Somewhere, Waikiki, where she was selling.
I've never heard of this.
Ukulele. You never heard of this?
I have never heard of
you
this.
You don't
song.
Know who Black Lace are? Do you know I am the music man?
No.
Get that on.
Yeah, but hold on. Let's just stay on this for a moment.
No.
Does anybody know this song, Agadu? 04-871-5544. Like, Brianna was like, I've never heard of it.
No idea.
I don't know if it's a generation thing. Like, we're a little bit older than you. Maybe that's why.
This is kids' disco era
like,
for our age.
For us, kids' disco was Cha-Cha Slide.
Don't know it. But I just... Can I say, I was singing it, though, in French.
What?
Aga do 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 push bakanake mu cafe. Aga do.
What?
I know why.
Push bakanake mu cafe. I don't know why that.
Gilda.
No, but I don't know why those. I don't understand.
Is it a French song?
Nadia, you know this song?
Yes, of course. I used to sing it when I was a kid at the parties, and then as soon as you sang it, I was like waiting for the song. And when I heard it, I was like, okay, I definitely know the song. And I started singing and dancing in the car.
Can I ask a personal question? How old are you, Nadia?
Sure. I'm turning 35.
Okay, you're 35. And where did you grow up?
I grew up in Saudi and UAE.
Okay. Cool.
So Saudi, maybe. UAE. So it's you grew up in the UK, but you know this one. You grew up in America.
Well, Black Lace are from the UK.
Oh, thank you, Nadia. Kimberly, do you know it?
I do know it. I was singing along with you, Chris.
Okay, and where did you grow up?
In Goa.
Well, in they're pretty from India. You didn't.
I didn't grow up in India.
Oh, yeah, true. New York.
I didn't grow up there.
Black lace going global. I love it.
I've never heard this.
I want to know why I sing. I want to know why I sing it in a different language, though. Let me see.
What are they called again, Russ?
Black lace.
I'm just kidding. He said about 50 times.
They were good. They're like, I mean, it gives hope to everyone because if they can make it.
Is this in French?
Oh, no. This is featuring Jeremy Corbyn. Who's Jeremy Corbyn? Look.
Oh, wow. He's a politician.
Down in Venice.
He's a good one.
All right. There we go.
This peaked at number 2 on the UK singles chart.
Yeah, well done. Like, good on him.
So there we go. You 2 big songs from Virgin Radio today. You got this one. And you've got...
Pinky, pinky, funkies. There we got the donkey.
We're staying with all the trends here. We'll keep you up to date on Virgin.
Virgin Radio, UAE traffic, powered by Yas Island.
I reckon if that's still stuck in your head later on across your day, send us an Instagram of you singing it.
Pinky, pinky, funky. Pretty. How are we? I'll change the music so we can play that as the music bed. Traffic. How are we looking right now, Pretty?
20-minute delay right now on Sheikh Mohammed bin Zayed Road, 15 on Etihad Road. There's also a 10-minute delay on E88. Inky, looks like there's a crash before American University of Sharjah.
Oh, that's not good. No. There's an accident already.
It's not near the stables.
Sorry?
Nothing. Sorry.
Inky, pinky, funky. Daddy bought the donkey. Donkey dies, daddy cries. Inky, pinky, funky.
My mum's just WhatsApped me. Maybe she knows more about this Aga Doot Doot. So hold on a second.
Aga Doot Doot was in French and in English, but it's a Caribbean song. We learned it and we sang with it at
Guadeloupe, I think.
Auntie Yvonne House in the Caribbean in Guadeloupe. You remember it?
Wow.
Yeah, I got some family that live in Guadeloupe.
Guadeloupe?
Yeah. So they all.
Where's that?
Apparently, the original of that Aga Doot song came from Morocco.
Mm. Oh.
All right.
Cool.
We'll just keep talking about this song.
I'm fascinated now.
You know, I'm having a discussion with someone right now, a friend of mine.
Yeah.
What is the walk? How long does it take you to walk from Dubai Metro, Dubai Mall Metro, to the Dubai Mall?
From the actual station into the mall.
Yeah, that's what I want to know. 0487155444. I'm sure many of you have done this. They're saying like 20, 25 minutes. I'm like, nah, 10, 15.
20 minutes. I
said
it was
20 minutes.
So I'm guessing some of you have done this.
Yeah.
0487155444. If anyone would know. Anyone here on the team done? Oh, Jenny's doing it. Our digital Jenny. Jenny?
It feels like 20 minutes going in.
Yeah.
But when you're coming out after the whole walking in Dubai Mall, it feels like forever.
That's great. What a great response that was. Thank you, Jenny.
I was right. 20 minutes.
Thank you, Jenny.
No, but how long does it take you from the metro?
It's not what it feels like. I feel like it's how long does it take?
From
metro
to the mall.
Yeah. No idea.
Jenny?
10 minutes.
Hello?
All right. Thanks, Jenny. Appreciate it. Thanks, Jen. Really appreciate it. Great life. That was awesome. Anybody know? 0487155444. How long does it take you to walk from Dubai Mall Metro?
Metro's down the Metro Link Bridge.
Whatever it is. You get off at the metro station at Dubai Mall and you go to Dubai Mall.
Yeah.
You're saying 20 minutes.
Yeah.
No.
What are you saying now?
10 minutes.
Have you done it?
Yeah.
I've done it as well. Yeah, I don't remember it being like 20 minutes.
10 it's minutes? Like, 10. Yeah.
10. I'd say 10.
I'm saying 20. Still saying 20 minutes. I remember doing it with 2 kids as well.
Sakan, tell me, how long does it take?
Hey, it's going to take approximately 25 minutes.
What?
No, not
boom, shakalaka.
25 minutes? Where are they? We're dropping off in what? Bergamon?
Yeah.
It's a long walk to the mall.
It's not 25.
It can't be 25.
Oh, my God.
Listen, mate. Yes. Listen, Sarkhan, they don't get it. I mean, they're not like us. We use it all the time.
Excuse you.
I know. It's a long walk. I know. How fast do you walk? That's the question.
Fast. Yeah, I'm pretty fast.
Yeah. I mean, you two walk faster than me.
Well, I'm going to do the walk later today. I'll fill you in
time
on how
it,
long
time it. Time it.
I'm going to put my my running shoes on and just sprint
time
it.
Time it.
Took me 7 minutes. All right, Ross. Explain it. Here we go.
The Emoji Game. Emoji.
On the Chris Fade Show.
Oh, wow. How does this work, Rossi?
So basically what I'm going to do is I have some movie titles, right? Mm-hmm. I've translated these movies into emojis. And then I'm going to play out the emojis on the radio station using an AI voice. You have to guess the movie.
Okay. So what?
All right, let's try it. Movie number one.
Girl with white hair, snowflake castle.
Snow White.
No, Frozen.
Final answer, Snow White, is it? That's incorrect. It is Frozen. That's correct. Well done, gals. Here's the
Karate Jacket. Black and white bear.
Oh.
Kung Fu Panda.
Kung Fu Panda.
Good one.
Is wrong.
Oh.
It was Kung Fu Panda 2.
No, go away. That's right. It's me versus Nala and Pretty together.
Okay, sure. Taking on two women, brave
man. One all. Here we go.
Okay, here we go. Number three.
K-9. Statue of Liberty. Bag of Money.
What?
K-9. Statue of Liberty. Bag of Money.
I have no idea.
You know this. It's one of my favorite movies.
Then I have no idea.
I have no idea.
It's too old.
K-9. Statue of Liberty.
Wolf of Wall Street. Oh, yeah.
Well done, Kristen.
Good job.
I'm so glad you beat Nala there.
Yes.
Saying I'm old.
I'm not saying you're old.
I am old enough to be your dad, though, which is quite funny.
No, you're not.
I am.
Yeah, he could have had you at like 20-something.
Where I'm from, it's normal. Yep. Okay, let's go on to number four.
Frying pan with eggs. Two boys. Two girls. One teacher.
Frying
pan with eggs. Two boys. Two girls. One teacher.
Sunny side
is not right.
That's not the movie. I'm trying to guess it. Sunny.
Like eggs?
Sunny side up.
Two boys, two girls.
Where would you typically have eggs?
Frying pan?
Breakfast.
Kitchen.
Club?
Breakfast.
Frying pan with eggs.
Breakfast at Tiffany's.
No. Two Breakfast girls. Club is correct.
Oh. One teacher.
There's the teacher.
So what is it? What's the score?
Two all.
Is it 2-2?
Yeah.
This is for the decider.
Yeah.
Stop the music. I need to get concentrating
Just let him go.
Who's going to walk away with the coveted prize of absolutely nothing?
American flag. Moon. Wolf. UK flag.
It's a hard one.
American flag. Moon. Wolf. UK flag.
Armageddon. No.
She's out. You're eliminated.
No, she's just thinking
Armageddon.
Out loud.
What's a wolf got to do with Armageddon?
I have no idea. I don't watch. I don't know.
American flag. Moon. American. Wolf. UK flag.
American wolf. Like, think of that.
American wolf.
American werewolf. American werewolf.
This
American flag. Moon. Wolf. UK flag.
American werewolf of England.
No.
Of London.
Not of.
American. In London.
American.
In London.
In London.
Say again.
American werewolf in London. We got in.
That is correct. Well done. Chris Fade walks away with the prize.
No, I won it.
I don't even know that movie. What is that movie?
American Werewolf in London.
Yeah.
I've never heard of it in my life.
Yeah, either have I. Did Basma help you with these? Because that's something that she would have chosen.
American Werewolf in London.
It's in 1981. Rossi,
I was 1 year old, dude.
That's the song you're talking about.
All right, thank you.
Virgin Radio. 104.4. Pretty Malik's Gossip.
with Disney Plus. Don't miss the latest obsessions on Disney Plus. Watch Poor Things, Taylor Swift The Eras Tour, Taylor's Version, and so much more. Download the app and subscribe now.
9:50. It's all about Diddy. What have you got?
So in the last 24 hours, if you didn't know, his houses in LA and Miami were both raided by Homeland Security. Everyone believes that it has to do with federal crimes that they believe he has committed. These are lawsuits that have come out about harassment, trafficking, and so many other things. This is what's changed in the last 24 hours. All electronics from Diddy's homes have been seized. His sons were taken out of his LA home. Then they were taken back late last night. They were able to grab a few things and then escorted out once again. A man accused of being Diddy's quote-unquote mule was arrested at Miami airport with illegal substances in his bag.
Did you say mule?
Pinky, pinky, funky. Daddy bought the
different kind.
Donkey died. Daddy cried.
Diddy cried. Diddy cried.
And finally, his rep has issued a statement that is Diddy's rep saying that there's been no finding of criminal or civil liability with any of these allegations. And they're saying Mr. Combs is innocent and will continue to fight every single day to clear his name.
Until he's, you know, proven guilty. He is, isn't he?
If you have some time, you can go and read the lawsuit. It is several pages long.
Yeah.
There's a lot in there, my friends.
You know, he's been saying it the whole time. He's a bad boy for life.
It's true.
What is he saying? I'm a bad boy.
He's been telling us the whole time.
Yeah. Eddie's up next with the countdown, the 500 biggest songs that you have voted for and that you love right here on Virgin Radio. He's got it up and he's kicking off with song number 300, which one of my favorite songs of all time.
Ooh.
Bassem Youssef joins us on the show tomorrow. Have a great Wednesday from myself, Chris Fade, and the team. Wear your seatbelts. Yalla, bye.
Breakfast with the Stars. His last visit to the Virgin Radio studio got a place on the shortlist for best interview at the New York International Radio Awards.
Thank you for having me!
Yeah!
The Chris Fade Show!
50 million views and 6 months later, he's back.
Nala, tell me about your childhood.
Childhood?
Yeah.
Mine was great. Like, I lived in...
No, not traumatic enough.
next!
You can pay my payment as a shrink on the way out.
Bassem Youssef joins the Chris Fade Show again tomorrow from 8 a.m. on Virgin Radio 104.4.
The Chris Fade Show back at 6 a.m.
Virgin Radio.